Okay, hi everyone. We're just going to get started. So item one, call to order. So I call this meeting to order on October 16th, 2018 at 6:39 p.m. So item two, roll call. I'm present. Krithin?
Here.
Mega?
Here.
Elise?
Here.
Sophie?
Here.
Tanner's not here. Vanilla?
Here.
Megan?
Here.
David?
Here.
Sahithi?
Here.
Yash?
Here.
Amrita?
Here.
Kuhu?
Here.
Vidhima?
Here.
Albert?
Here.
Anne? Danielle?
Here.
Himija?
Here.
Akshar? Okay. Item three, special items and announcements.
I have some announcements. So we will be coming to you guys next month, the Parks and Community Services Department, with a staff report regarding A Brighter Day, which is an event, it's a Battle of the Bands type event that we are looking to partner on potentially with the town of Danville. And it addresses depression and stress with teens. So we're going to be coming to you guys for more information and feedback and possibly partnering. So just know that that's on the horizon. So when you get your reports next week or next month, read that. I'll pass it to you. We have the symphonic band on October 19th at DevPAC at Doherty Valley Performing Arts Center has a concert. And we also have Oktoberfest at the farm on October 20th. And the police department has trunk or treat at City Hall on October 26th. And then we also have the Diwali celebration at Doherty Valley High School. And then we have the Bah Humbug race. Has anybody done that before? What? Okay. You guys all should be there on December 1st. It's really fun. It's at Central Park. And it's a fitness race. It's a 5K. You don't have to run. But everybody dresses up in their holiday costumes and Grinch outfits. And you get your shirt and all kinds of things. You get an ornament, which is great. So if you guys are around, you guys should participate in that as well.
Okay. Moving on, item number four, public.
Go ahead. Starting Thursday through Sunday at Doherty Valley Aquatic Center is U.S. Synchronized Swimming Nationals. So if you're on campus and are interested, it's going on, I believe, all day, all 4 days, I believe. So if you're curious, it's probably what the next step down from the Olympics for synchronized swimming. Check it out. It's pretty cool. It's amazing what they do.
You guys can also volunteer at the Bob. Mm-hmm.
Me. I'll be there right now.
Yeah.
I had a really quick announcement. So actually, I published a book this year about a disease that affects about 17 to 24 million people in the world, and it actually happens to be one of the leading reasons as to why teens our age are absent from school. So I'd love to actually have like a bag of books, so I'd love to like pass it around to the teen council, but we can do that later, of course.
Sounds good. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you.
That's huge.
Okay, any other announcements? Item number four, public comment or written communication. At this time, those in the audience are encouraged to address the teen council on any item not already included in today's agenda. If possible, comments should not exceed 5 minutes. If this is not considered sufficient time to address the issue, please arrange with the secretary to have the item placed on the agenda for a future committee meeting. So is there any public comment today? Okay. Item number five, approval of minutes, 5.1 minutes of September 18th, 2018 monthly meeting. So everyone just take a minute to look over the minutes. Okay, any changes? Okay, can I get a motion to approve the minutes of the September 18th, 2018 monthly meeting?
I motion to approve the meeting minutes of September 2018.
Okay, and can I get a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, so with a motion from Albert and a second from Kuhu, the minutes of September 18th, 2018 passed with a vote of 17-0. Okay, so item number six, committee business.
Do you have somebody after that?
Last time there was no one absent, right?
Tanner.
Oh, for this time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thought I got it. So then, but the alternate, right?
Counts as a vote, yeah.
So then.
And then there's still somebody absent, though.
Oh, got it, okay. 17, so with a motion from Albert and a second from Kuhu, the minutes of September 18th, 2018 passed with a vote of 17-0-1-0. Okay, item number six, 6.1, discussion and approval of participation in the Wildcat Way podcast, and we have Nikita here to talk to us.
Yeah, so I think you have in your agenda packet like a longer description than I gave last meeting. So if you look over that, I'll just summarize what's in there. So I come representing Mr. Ball, who is the assistant vice principal, as well as me, and we both are doing the interviews for the Wildcat Way podcast this year. It's to increase like the awareness of programs that are in the community and different perspectives of both school members and community members. So we would really like to like showcase Team Council on our podcast. So specifically about the podcast, it's about 10 to 20 minutes, and it's a question and answer period. So it's more like a conversation, and typically there will be 1 to 3 people who are being interviewed. So unfortunately, we can't interview all 19 of you guys, but if you can select a few, if you would like to participate, maybe like the heads of your committees or like the chair or something, that's up to you guys. But yeah, do you guys have any questions about?
Has anyone listened to it?
Mm-hmm.
I listened to it today. Raise your hand if you have not listened to it.
I know Shruti's been on it.
Yeah.
Last year.
Oh, okay. It was interesting. I listened to the one, episode 40. So if you want to listen to it to get an idea, episode 40 had the PTSA vice president and president on, and it was interesting. So you can get kind of an idea of the feel of the podcast.
Okay. So for looking at who should go on the podcast, I think Doherty kids would probably be like more convenient because it's just going to be in Mr. Ball's office, right?
I'll be the one conducting the interview.
Oh, okay.
Unless you guys prefer Mr. Ball.
Uh-huh.
I can meet you guys pretty much anywhere. It doesn't have to be at school.
Never mind. So. It can be anyone.
Wait, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be anyone because we've had people who are in Doherty. We've had people not in Doherty and who are part of the community.
So. Okay. Were you gonna say?
No, never mind. I thought it was only for Doherty.
Okay, so I can go on it if everyone's cool with that. And then maybe one or two other people, right? Would you recommend one or two?
I would say two is better, but three is okay.
Two total?
Two total is better than three, but
okay.
It might be a little excessive. I think two would be good. And mm-hmm. It might be good if you have one from a different school
mm-hmm.
than Doherty.
Are there any Cal kids interested?
Well, when is it? Like,
we would just schedule it on our own time.
Okay. Yeah. Not during school, or is it?
No, it doesn't have to be during school. Like, I can meet you guys anywhere, like a coffee shop or in the library, anytime.
Oh, yeah, I'd be open.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions about, like, what you would talk about.
Right, so do you know what the questions are already? Because we will want those in advance.
Oh yeah, I can definitely give you those in advance. If I think off the top of my head, it'll probably be like, what is Team Council? How long it's been in like office? What it has done in the past? What it plans to accomplish in the future? A little bit about like the members and the application process. So I guess a little bit of everything and more focus on what you guys do and what you plan to do.
Like your goals and things. Mm-hmm. And how people can contact you, get in touch with you. Yeah.
Help encourage attendance at your meetings.
Okay, any other questions for Nikita? Then are we taking a vote on this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can I have a motion to approve myself and Vidhima as the participants on the Wildcat Way podcast and just the Team Council participation in general.
I move to approve you and Vivina as panelists for the Wildcat Way podcast.
Okay, and can I have a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so with a, oh wait, we have to take a vote. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, any abstain? Okay, so with a motion from Kuhu and a second from Sophie, the approval of participation in the Wildcat Way podcast passes with a vote of 16-0 to 2-0.
We have your alternate?
We have one alternate and two absences.
Okay,
16-0 to 2-0. Unless we count her as present, because she's just going to be late. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Nikita.
You have my email.
Yeah. Okay. Item 6.2, discussion and approval of teen council participation in accepting the Unity Day proclamation at the October 23rd, 2018 City Council meeting. The Unity Day.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
All right. So you will see in your packets the staff report about Unity Day. Does everybody know what Unity Day is?
It's like the bullying.
Yeah. All right. So we'll read through this just so you guys have it. So Unity Day is the signature event of National Bullying Prevention Month, and it's been recognized in the United States since 2011. To participate in Unity Day, individual schools, communities, and businesses wear or display orange to show support for students who have been bullied. 1 in 5 school-aged children report being bullied at school. Participation in Unity Day helps promote community awareness of the Teen Council and its role and impact on the community. By participating and wearing orange, the statement becomes a conversation starter, sending the supportive universal message that bullying is never acceptable behavior. If approved, the Teen Council will accept the Unity Day proclamation at the City Council meeting on October 23rd. Teen Council members will be encouraged to participate in the day by wearing the color orange on October 24th. So the proclamation will be the day before, on October 23rd. And then if you guys agree that you want to participate in this as a teen council, then you would wear orange the next day at school on October 24th. The teen council has participated in Unity Day in the past. We did a movie showing Cyberbully, if you guys are familiar with that. So it was an event that teen council put on at Doherty Valley Performing Arts Center. And then they also all wore orange at that for the day during school, and then they had their event that night. And then they had a panelist of school district staff, and I think teen esteem, Discovery Counseling Center. So they had a bunch of panelists there to answer questions and kind of discuss things with the audience and everything. So it is something that you guys have participated in.
Okay, so as teen council, we're basically just saying that we're recognizing Unity Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any discussion
on that?
And then
you would be able, yeah. Then you guys would need to come and accept the proclamation next week at the City Council meeting.
Okay.
Are you planning on doing anything besides that? Like
actually put on like an event or something?
I think at this point it's
a little late. Yeah.
It is something that you could, you know, if you see that there is participation for it this year, it might be something you can suggest for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Or even start, you know, discussing it later in this year and starting to get things going.
Yeah.
But at this point, it's kind of hard. But it is good to kind of wear orange, and it does start that, you know, conversation piece, like I mentioned. People wondering why you're wearing orange, or just get people talking about the topic.
Mm-hmm. So everyone should note that day down so you can make sure to wear orange. And also, we have the City Council meeting. But so can I get a motion to approve Teen Council's participation in accepting the Unity Day proclamation?
I move to approve the Teen Council participation in Unity Day.
Okay, and a second?
I second that.
Who? Okay. Slide thee?
I second that.
Okay, perfect. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, any abstentions? Okay. So with a motion from Vanilla and a second from Sahithi, the approval of Teen Council's participation accepting the Unity Day proclamation passes with a vote of 16-0 to 2-0.
If you guys could, at each of your schools, or even send me a selfie, send us pictures of you guys all wearing orange that day, then we could post that, because the Parks and Community Services staff are also participating, so we'll all be in orange as well. So we can use it all for our like social media things.
Sounds good.
Your pictures for the end of the year and stuff.
Wait, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like, do you guys think it would be a good idea like make that a spirit day or something?
Oh, like with leadership?
Mm-hmm.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Like, I don't know about how it works with Cal.
Uh-huh.
But like, I know we can do that for Doherty.
I think for Cal, you would reach out to the leadership advisor.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And Amrita, can you reach out to Doherty?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, item 6.3, update on the ambassador program and approval of 2018 to 2019 selected applicants. David.
All right, so our ambassador program, the application deadline was last Monday, which is October 8th, and we received a total of 41 applications.
In the last hour.
In the last hour. Right, right.
All that day.
And I guess to go through some to-dos moving forward for the ambassador subcommittee, we're extending the deadline for Pine Valley and Iron Forest because there were no applications from those two schools. So we'll be extending that deadline to October 29th. Some suggestions for next year would be to try to have at least 3 to 4 weeks between the post date and the due date, because I know that we were trying to move forward the deadline last meeting, but that actually worked against our favor, because I believe last year we had like 67, 68 applications. So having those extra few weeks just gets that information out and allows us to reach out to school administration, check in on them if they haven't responded to us, and continue that process until they've actually posted it and there's been sufficient amount of time on the announcements as well as on like School Loop News. So in terms of the ambassador program outline for the upcoming or for this school year, we're planning to onboard all ambassadors by the November meeting. So we'll approve the 5 schools that we have this meeting, but for Pine Valley and for Iron Horse, we'll approve the next meeting. And we'll require attendance for all ambassadors. Would that also go for Iron Horse and Pine Valley? Could they attend that meeting or that?
No, because they wouldn't know at that point if they've been selected.
Yeah, so then that means that we can onboard the 5 schools that have returned applications, and then the 2 other ones, we could like reach out to them by the December meeting and fill them in.
Yeah, you could also plan a meeting. Remember last year when we did the joint meeting? You do a joint meeting earlier in the year and kind of use that as like a training piece or something to get them kind of going. So you could do something late November or early December and kind of get everybody on the same page, or, you know, that was a suggestion, I think, from last year.
All right, for sure. And we'll definitely take that into consideration. But like assuming that we go with this course, we'll be selecting school liaisons for each school at the next meeting, and it's really important to share email, text communication information at the end of the meeting, because not everybody's active, especially ambassadors who are younger, on email, so they don't take a lot of time to respond to emails. So getting their phone numbers or any preferred form of communication early would be really good. All liaisons will join a chat overseen by the teen council officers. That's going to be explained a little bit later, but that would just allow communication between the officers as well as the liaisons for each school. And the next step would be mandating 2 meetings before the start of second semester. Now we can push this back all a month if need be, but what we are planning to do is to brief ambassadors in the first meeting and guide conversations with questions that the liaisons would create. We would be able to gauge their interests and focus on social themes that we talked about at the beginning of the year when we were setting our agenda. We would also consider potential for tangible local impact through these themes. So by focusing on themes like, I remember Trudy was talking about,
child abuse.
Yeah, child abuse. And like I mentioned, immigration last year. So we can focus on these issues and see if there's any local impact that we can have on the San Ramon community. And then the liaison in charge of that session will be narrowing down themes and a potential ideas for the next meeting. So then in between the first and the second meeting, there would be 8 homework assigned for all the ambassadors. So each ambassador would have to provide a 1-page brainstorm based on the ideas discussed in the previous meeting. So they'd be able to research local nonprofits, community initiatives, and potentially reach out to city officials just to gauge that interest and see what's possible. And that needs to be sent in before that second liaison meeting occurs. And then finally, we narrow down the 2 central ideas in the second meeting. So once the 3 ambassadors return to the liaison and they fish through all the ideas, they'll be able to centralize those 2 ideas. And based on their overlap in the January 15th meeting, we'll review all 14 ideas and see which ideas overlap with one another, and then narrow down to 2 or 3 projects. We'd vote on approval for those subcommittees and target 2 or 3 projects for the duration of the year. We can cut down on that dependent on what's realistic. So if we would just want to focus on 1 this year and maybe 2 next year or see if it even works, we can work that out. At that meeting, we can also pass around signups for those respective subcommittees. And all that information would be sent before the January meeting to Jan for the packet. And for our February meeting, we plan to have a status report on those projects. And on the March 19 meeting, we plan to have project proposals somewhat finalized so that we can move on and work for April and June on those ideas.
April, May, June.
Yeah, so that is the outline for the ambassador program. Are there any questions at this point?
So I would just recommend, David, in the future, right, anything like this, guys, where you have a laundry list of things you're going to talk about,
right, for sure,
make copies.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to pay attention and you kind of lost me halfway through.
Okay. Yeah.
But it sounds like a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you guys are realistic in the timeline.
Right.
Because trying to do anything, really finalizing something in March and trying to get you guys to do anything in April and May, as school's wrapping up, as you have testing, as you have all of that,
yeah,
that's really gonna be difficult. It's a little ambitious,
right,
I will say, you know, and then I got lost in there somewhere, but something, if anything is expected to be done over the holidays, I'm probably going to say you just lost 3 to 4 weeks right there.
Right.
You got finals, you got the holidays, you got people out of town. So just make sure, and so this, I'm just talking out loud, I'm just throwing it out there so you guys can think about it. But you've got that and the end of the year that you probably need to look at.
Mm-hmm.
It may be something where you don't really get to doing anything, where Ben talked about earlier in the year, this may just be the year where you lay the groundwork for next year. And you said, and I'm just an idea to think about, it may be too much to actually do something, a project, versus
right,
doing your homework, making the contact with a nonprofit. Hey, what are you doing? Because your first nonprofit that you pick may not even be doing anything, may not have thought about anything. They may not have a partnership that they are able to work with you on.
Mm-hmm.
So it may take a couple times to find that nonprofit, that partnership that you want to work with.
Right, right.
So those are just some of the things. Holidays, make sure you have enough time, and then think about that kind of end of the year. Those that were in here last year know that end of the year kind of goes by really fast and not much, it's hard to get things done, I guess.
Also, everything that you're putting into your annual report, not saying you can't do things after that's done, but all of that is starting to get approved and put together in March, because then you have to have it approved by April, because then you're going to commission and council in May.
Mm-hmm.
And then typically you guys cancel your June meeting. So keep that in mind. And also, I just wanted to mention because I know you guys have been dealing with the tight timelines because of fall, right? You guys wanted to hit the ground running and get all these things going. So now that you guys have this all established, you can start looking at the applications for next year and get that all approved ahead of time. That way, when you guys transition to next term, in August, they can just approve it or not even need to. Now they can just start publicizing and everything. So not just for this, that goes for other programs that kids are doing, but just keep that in mind for your notes and things as we go through the year.
A great layout of a program. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. So is it possible to actually like approve a timeline for this next meeting so that we can, our subcommittee can make some edits and then try to have a like a general timeline by next meeting, and we can attach it to the packet as well.
Yep.
All right, for sure. So yeah, so I guess the second part is just going through the accepted applicants. So for Windermere, we had 10 applications, and the three ambassadors from Windermere are Zara Amin in eighth grade, Iman Gundari, eighth grade, Jaden Shaw in seventh grade. From Gale, we have three applications, and the three applicants who got the nomination are Suraj Pingal, 8th grade, Gatik Trivedi, 7th grade, and Allison Chang, 7th grade. Cal High, there were five individuals who applied, they were Christine Deschler, 11th grade, Chuyi Zhang, 10th grade, and Suyash Goyal, 9th grade. And finally, we have Dordi Valley, which we had 22 applications. And the three individuals who were selected are I don't know how to pronounce that last name. Tang, 11th grade, Meghna Pamula, 10th grade, and Conrad Lin, 9th grade. And finally, for Quarry Lane, we had one application from Anjani Tangal, and that's and she's in 11th grade. So do I ask for a motion for the approval?
Okay.
Yeah, the chair.
Okay, so do I just say like of the selected applicants?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I have a motion to approve the 2018 to 2019 selected applicants? And also, do we redo this motion once the Pine Valley and Iron Horse kids get selected?
Yeah, so we'll make another one once we get there.
Okay. Okay, so motion for the selected 2018 to 2019 applicants for the ambassador program.
To approve the
2018-19
selected applicants.
Thank you. Can I have a second?
I second.
Okay.
I second that motion.
Okay, so then with a, or all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Oh, do I need to specify the schools? Is that what you're saying? Okay, let's do it again. So Quarry Lane, Windermere, Gale, and Dougherty, right? And Cal.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so can I have a motion to approve the 2018 to 2019 selected applicants for Cal High, Quarry Lane School, Dougherty Valley, and Windermere Ranch Middle School and Gale Ranch Middle School? And just repeat it. Yeah.
I move to approve the Team Council Ambassador applicants from Windermere Ranch, Gale Ranch, Cal High, Dougherty Valley, and Quarry Lane.
Okay.
I second that motion.
Okay, perfect. So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, with a vote of 16-0 to 2-0, the motion passes with a motion from Megan and a second from Himajel. Okay, anything else, David?
No, I think that's it. I think that we just have some things that we can learn for next year.
And then are we gonna get like the proposal he wrote out on the agenda for the next meeting so we can just discuss it then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good. And then any questions for David? All right, perfect. 6.4, update on the Senior Tech Day program, Vanilla.
So we held our meeting last week. So the main things that we came up with are the themes that we were talking about in the last meeting. So we narrowed it down to three themes. The first one was a social media day, the second was a phone/computer day, and the third one was surfing the internet. So we thought that these were like the main things that like senior citizens like to do or need the most amount of like help with. So each each senior tech day that we have, we could assign one of these to them. What we did was we created posters for each theme, and so like it's assigned to each event, but we can't get them approved because since we had our meeting last week, we couldn't get it up onto like the packet. So I think Jen said that we could use like posters from like last year or last mm-hmm. month.
We have like poster flyers that you guys have used before. Are these for So you only have November 2nd and the third one. So are these theme days for other locations like Valley Vista or, you know,
yeah,
makes sense?
Yeah.
Or just future days in general?
Yeah, just like future days in general. Like along the way, I guess, like what we thought, or like we could just assign these themes to like any like upcoming senior tech days. We thought we could do it for like November 2nd, but since we can't get these like posters approved, like I guess we're gonna keep it like a general like idea. We also discussed like different like methods of advertising that we're going to use after this meeting. First is like just having bigger like the amount of like posters that we have. One of the problems that we found out was that there weren't like big enough posters in the like senior or like the senior centers. So we thought that we could have like bigger posters and like we could have better directions inside like the senior tech day like center as well, since it was apparently like hard to find the room. Another one was like reaching out to like local businesses or like stores where like seniors go to. I.e. there's like a craft store like in like Marketplace or like different restaurants like Clementine's or coffee shops that we could advertise to. Other senior centers as well, i.e. like Brookdale Santa Ramon Senior Center or Valley Vista Senior Housing. The second to last thing we thought is like we could hang flyers in like parks. I'm not sure if this is really allowed or not, but yeah, I saw like posters in the park before. So
there's things you can do to apply to do it, but I would not count on that.
Okay.
You guys have a lot of other ideas.
Yeah. And then the last one was getting in touch with like the HOA to advertise in like senior communities, putting it on the Santa Ramon newsletter, which I think you said you already did. Also advertising in the library, because we could put up a lot of posters in like the library as well. And like seniors spend a lot of their time in the library. So yeah, those were like our main advertising, and that's basically what we did at our last meeting.
Do we have senior tech days going out on Nextdoor right now?
We thought
we can this next one. I don't know if the last one went out, but this one, there's a post going out this week for it, social media wise.
Mm-hmm.
But then we can also send one out through Nextdoor.
Okay.
And then I would just make sure you guys all have a lot of great ideas. Make sure you guys are assigning these ideas to people. That way, when you see each other next month, hopefully someone has done it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it goes, it's a whole nother month and you've lost all that progress. So like the HOAs in the area, like everything that we discussed about this meeting, people's good ideas to us. So.
Mm-hmm. Our next senior tech day is November 2nd.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just gonna pass this around. But.
How did this last one go on our
It was good.
Fit.
Yeah. We had, what, four people come? Three?
That's it.
Yeah, it was three people, but they each stayed.
They lasted a long time.
They stayed for, like, the whole hour or, like, the 2 hours. Yeah, because what happened was, like, they would come for one specific question, and then we would answer the question, and then they'd be like, oh, we can use them to ask the other questions.
Yeah.
So then they just would ask us, like, a bunch of questions, but it was good, right?
Yeah.
There were some really interesting people. So if you guys haven't done a
walk around the senior center too, and just let them know, just introduce yourself, let them know that you're there. Sometimes it's good just to have a nice conversation with somebody. It doesn't have to necessarily be tech related, but just, you know, let them know where you guys are down the hallway. Not everybody needs to be like in that room, but you guys are doing a great job when I came by and saw.
Saithi and Sophie, when you guys went around, like, what would the seniors say when you asked them if they needed help?
We did not go around.
Uh-huh.
I think that's why.
Who were you? Danielle and you?
And
someone,
Danielle.
Yeah.
They kind of just said they didn't need help.
Okay.
But I think one person came in. She was the one that said she'd come back
next
time.
Okay.
So she didn't have her laptop with her that
Got
day.
Got it.
When some of them were like, when I was in there, you do this every week, right? Yeah. November 2nd. So,
if you guys haven't done a senior tech day yet, you should sign up. It's fun.
On the themes, you may want to be a little bit flexible, and
at
least the ones that are signing up and coming to you, get of those that you see on and say in November, hey, these are the three ideas that we have coming up. Are you interested? And that way, if you get a consensus from the people that are at least coming, then you know at least you're going to get those. And then you can still walk around and say, hey, would you be interested in any of these three topics? Or however many, so that you have a general idea, okay, this is what they want, versus setting up an idea And then they're like, I don't really want that.
Yeah, we just thought these themes were like general ideas to like attract people, but we're still obviously going to like advertise it as like helping with other, like everything else as well, so.
So with the themes, I think we just need to make it clear that they can also come and ask questions that aren't pertaining to the theme, because we don't want it to limit the amount of attendance either. So would we like put that on the flyer or?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you can have like the first hour or 30 minutes or anything like that can be, you know, we'll have a talk about this, but we'll also be open to general inquiries.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Any other questions about the senior tech days? Okay. Item 6.5, update on the Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award and approval of the 2018 to 2019 selected applicant, Elise.
Okay, so this month we had our applications due October 8th, so we spent our two meetings reviewing them. We had six applications total. So we went over those and we chose a winner. So a little bit of background on her. Her name's Erin Koo. She's an 11th grader at Doherty Valley this year. And she created something called the Uplift Series, which is like a series of five fundraisers dedicated to encouraging and supporting Bay Area women in need. So she had these fundraisers where she partnered with a bunch of organizations throughout the Bay Area, some of them being in San Ramon. And most recently, something that we thought was really interesting was she hosted an event at her house, which was a letter writing to discuss the Kavanaugh being confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. And she wanted to encourage a bunch of girls to speak up and voice their opinions on the issue. So we thought that was really unique and interesting about her, is how she's helping more people be inspired to like share their voices and opinions in the San Ramon community. Some suggestions for next year. We think something similar to the ambassador program happened, where we wanted to move pretty quickly this year and started off early in the year. So we didn't have like that much time for people to apply, I feel like. So as much as we advertised, we only had six applications. I think in the previous years, it hasn't been that many, but I think we had like 10 last year or 2 years ago. But other than that, we had really impressive applications and it was tough to decide on a winner.
Yeah. I know that
some of the other ones.
Yeah. Some of the other ones, we had a girl who was doing like dance lessons for girls in the community, and she would organize like fundraisers in the Bay Area to raise money for like organizations to support women. We also had applications where they did a lot of like volunteer work in the community, but we didn't feel it was super like
unique. Usually that's something that you receive every year. It seems like it's like we've done 1,000 hours of volunteering, but there's not one like large product, which is great, but it's not like one big project.
And I know an issue you guys faced with the applications this year was that we have this like requirement of the work they're doing specifically impacting San Ramon, like San Ramon residents. And I know that the applicant you guys chose did impact San Ramon, but it was like maybe not super explicit. So is there like a way we can, is it just people aren't like understanding what we're saying, or they're just ignoring it, or?
When I was reading through that application, at first I was like, because you guys had already selected them, I'm like, this is the Bay Area. Like, it was very general. But then when she, at the, towards the end of the application, she really does tie it into how it's helping San Ramon, which I think was good. So by the time I got done, I'm like, but she really tied it into the impact on the community, women in the community, people moving to San Ramon from other countries, and just how it affects San Ramon specifically. So I think that was good. But I think what you're saying is right. You do need to look at the application and kind of specify that more. One of the questions I get a million questions. I don't know why we only ever get six or seven applications, because I answer the phone constantly about this process. But one of the questions always is, they want that criteria. They want to know, like, is it volunteer hours? Is it, you know, a project? Is it this? Is it that? And it's always parents. But it would be good to probably specify, how does this impact San Ramon specifically? I don't know how you want to tie that into the questions next year, but.
So if we're planning to try and get the applications out and approved for next year, then just within your subcommittee, you guys can probably work on that, right? Just the wording, I guess?
You could also maybe generate some sort of interest list on the website, maybe, if that's the direction you guys want to go. And then when it comes time to releasing applications, you could send it to that interest list.
Kind of like the alerts that people can sign up for, or like the notifications?
We do have notifications, but then people will opt out of, you know, they start getting a few and they're like, eh. So you could, we could have like a Google form or something on there where they put their email address or where they reach out, and then we send it directly to those people. You could also put together a list of past winners and projects that they won the award for. And we could start compiling that onto the website as well. So those are some different things the subcommittee could work on if they are interested.
Okay, and then regarding awards, yeah.
So I did talk to the Chamber of Commerce. Comments were fantastic, excellent. Love to do it. So it will definitely be incorporated into the Community Awards Dinner, which is either the 5th or 6th of December. Can't remember if it's the Wednesday or Thursday night. But I'll get that solidified. It's either December 5th or December 6th. It's always either the Wednesday or Thursday, first week of December. So we'll definitely be able to have recognition at the Community Awards, which I think will be really excellent, especially for publicizing the award and getting it kind of a little more mainstream for next year. And then I haven't solidified corporate funding, but we could, I know at least we'll have $250 for the award and to cover the two seats at the dinner. What I'd also like to do then is perhaps, in addition to that, find an additional $250 that we would present to the winner's charity of choice, the nonprofit of choice. So if she was working or he was working with a particular group, it would be, so I'll work on that too. So we could do, $250, which would basically be $100 for the winner, the recipient, let me put it that way instead, and $150 to cover the seats at the dinner, and then $250 that could be given to the nonprofit of the recipient's choice. And we can make all that announcement at the Chamber Award Dinner.
Sounds good.
And even, that could come up on stage and, at least be recognized in that way. So I'm still working on the corporate sponsorship. We'll find a corporate sponsor, and so I'll commit to that $500.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Awesome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Any questions?
So Elise, your group, I think you guys should, well, maybe the whole teen council should really think about, take a look at srteen.org, okay, your guys' website. And if you don't like it, then you need to help us get the content. For instance, the awards, the award winners, what you guys have done, a history of teen council, things like that. But this, if you want to start at least with the awards and some of the background on who the, maybe not the background of the winner, but what was the award winning, what did they do? Because we can get that stuff up there to start showcasing what the teen council does, which will then play straight into the podcast of everything that the teen council has done, and this is where we're going, this is what we're thinking, and things like that. Okay, so think of ways to start advertising yourselves more. And granted, your what is it, friends. May not be going on to the website, but lots of parents do. And parents are a driving force of your friends, and maybe you. So the word will get out there if it gets up on the website.
All right, so if anybody has any suggestions on things to add or change to the website, they just talk to one of you two? Okay. Sounds good. Everyone try to do that this month. Like, look at the website and then see if there's anything that you think would be beneficial to add or get rid of.
Yeah, and look at how, like, for the award, if you guys want to add the past people up there, look at how it's laid out and see, like, how you would want that added on there. It's a separate tab. Is it, because right now Teen Council has its own tab and it has, like, Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award, Poetry Con, like all those things. So look at it, and we can change it anyway. If you have other websites that you think, as you guys are all applying for all these things for schools and everything, like if you come across other websites that you like their design, send it to me, and then we can, you know, lay it out the same way, do different things with it. So that way you can display all these great projects that you guys have.
Also, for the Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award, did anybody get questions from, like, people in their school?
So I was, like, kind of telling, like, people I knew about the award, and it was going on over the announcements, so I had people, like, approach me and ask me about it, just basically what it is.
Okay.
And I've had that question come up a lot of, like, well, why is it outstanding? Like, am I outstanding, or is, like, what I do outstanding?
Yeah, and I think laying out, like, that if you want to go that direction, you can change it every year, so that's why it's very vague. That's why nothing's really up during the year, because the new teen council comes in, you guys decide if you want to keep it the same or change it, so that's why we've never really posted guidelines of
the criteria.
Yeah, the criteria and things. Really, you could do different things with it, or do different themes, or whatever. So I think putting that kind of information up, or past winners, or different things, you know, with the disclaimer, like, this may change. But I think that will help answer those questions, and you can always direct them to the website.
Okay, sounds good. Anybody else? Okay, perfect. Then we'll move on to, we have to take the vote.
Oh,
yeah.
You need to approve too.
Yeah. Okay, so can I have a motion to approve? It was Aaron Koo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Aaron Koo as the selected applicant of the 2018 to 2019 Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award.
I move to approve Aaron Koo as the recipient of the Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award.
Thank you. Second?
I second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. And with a motion from Kuhu and a second from Vanilla, Aaron Koo is approved as the recipient of the Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award for 2018 to 2019 with a vote of 16-0 to 2-0. Okay. Moving on, item 6.6, update on the poetry contest from Kuhu.
Alrighty. So the application period for the poetry contest started on October 8th, and it will conclude on October 26th. So we're currently in the middle of the application period. So right now we've been focusing on marketing the contest, and we primarily focused on the high schools, and we're gonna be reaching out to the middle schools after this meeting. So for the high schools, we reached out to Cal High, DV, and Quarry Lane, because subjectively they're basically the easiest to access from Teen Council.
I would suggest reaching out to the one by Doherty.
Venture.
And Del Amigo.
Yeah.
I would reach out to them as well. That way you guys kind of reach everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for the three schools that we were currently marketing to, we reached out to English teachers and art teachers, as well as like the National Art Honor Society and the National English Honor Society. And we put it on the Quarry Lane newsletter and the announcements for the schools. And we basically utilized the newspaper, any type of journalism related activity at the school to basically publicize it. And in addition, we are also planning to market at like teen hangout spots, kind of like T4, Pete's, Starbucks, places where teens frequent a lot. So even if we can't necessarily reach out to like Monta Vista and Santa Rosa, who are also in the SRBUSD district, if they go to those hangout spots, they can still gain access to it.
Have you guys done classroom presentations?
Yeah, were you guys able to?
So for...
Not just the subcommittee, everybody should be doing it. You guys should be helping each other out, not leaving it just to each subcommittee.
Yeah, so does Cal have access? Or like the prep period on block
yeah,
days?
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's what Anne's not here today, but Anne and I have been doing that. We've been
okay,
going,
perfect.
We have a tutorial, same thing, but going around just advertising.
And then have you guys just been pointing everyone to SRT?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So all the Doherty kids, like access is the time to do that, yeah.
We have access this week.
Yeah. So just start in your classroom, and then I'm sure if you let your teacher know ahead of time, then they'll let you just go around to the surrounding classrooms. So
that's been the highest success that Teen Council, for whatever reason, anytime that you guys do classroom presentations, that's when you get the highest application rates or entries. It's the face-to-face, you know, because they get so much information electronically, and the announcements is good as well. But when you go up in front of the classroom and tell them about what you guys are working on, that is huge. And it gives you guys that opportunity to that public speaking.
Also, if you guys just ask your English teacher if you can write it on the board or just tell your class about it, that should be helpful. So just do that this week if possible.
Have you reached out to the Newport Laureate?
Have we?
We're working on it.
Okay.
I'm working through Brad.
Okay.
Because when we had talked about it, they had just been selected
right.
that
yeah.
day.
Yeah. Okay.
Have we the libraries too?
That's a good idea. So, in addition to reaching out to middle schools and Benjamin Delamigo, as well as the libraries, we're going to be basically talking to the leadership for each school. So like the leadership department can post a little thing on their social media and kind of publicize it on their behalf on social media. But one major thing that we were discussing is like we had proposed a lot of prizes, but there haven't been a lot of like follow through. So like aside from the things that we can do on Teen Council, like posting on SRT and the Arts and Wind,
Yeah, you guys
will
be able to do that.
So, aside from that, we haven't been able to market anything that was proposed because it hasn't been approved yet. So, has there been any follow through?
We're working on on the Poet Laureate piece to see if they'd be able to work with them on that. It is a new Poet Laureate, so we're working through the staff on that. And then we will talk to the marketing staff, our marketing analyst, to see if we can potentially get it in the guide. It's difficult because sometimes we have extra pages, sometimes we don't, so it might be something that isn't necessarily guaranteed but is a bonus. We can definitely put it on the website. I would suggest you guys reach out to the schools and see if you can put them in their newspapers or anything or on their websites when you're marketing things. That way you can kind of get that solidified as well. And everything you're working on for this one will be nice because you'll have it all squared away for your next one as well.
How about a notice on Cerebral Express?
Yeah, we can send, I usually will send it to them, but we can ask and reach out and see if they'll actually use that.
Okay, I'll have it for you.
Okay,
anything else on the poetry contest? Have you guys been getting questions for that too?
Not a lot personally. I'm okay. Not sure about how high
about
the poetry
about
contest.
Mm-hmm. So far, no. Like I know a couple of students have like shown interest. They're like, oh yeah, that's mm-hmm. interesting. But when I told them that it was like online, the website, I think they just pursue that on their own. They might be. I told them that to contact Anne or I. Mm-hmm. So far, we've received it.
Did you have a chance to speak at the arts advisory meeting and like ask if any of them wanted to judge?
No, I did not.
Okay.
It's tomorrow, and I'll be there.
Yeah, so yeah. During public comment, you can bring it up and just ask. Mm-hmm. Make sure you tell them about the award,
yeah.
But then ask if any of them are interested in judging them.
Sure, okay.
Perfect. Okay. Item 6.7, appointing the subcommittee for the Welcome Center Moan video. So the actual subcommittee that's appointed can look more into this and what we want it to be, but from what I remember from the retreat, we wanted to create a Welcome to San Ramon video that was kind of more geared towards what you can do in San Ramon, specifically as a teen, just because we hear this, there's nothing to do in San Ramon so much. And it will be a good way for people to find out about Teen Council as well, and maybe some of the lesser known areas and programs in San Ramon. So we need to appoint subcommittee and then a chair for the subcommittee, right?
So it's going to be a video about the Safeway in public.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, so it's highlight like the hiking trails mm-hmm. or the hiking challenge that we have, or just all kinds of yeah. things.
Yeah, like the Bah Humbug.
Project.
Yeah.
Come do your clips at the Bah Humbug.
City Center is November, right? It's set to be done?
So that'll be open, and it can be like an ongoing project. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be, you guys can do, the subcommittee can run whatever direction they want with it and bring it back to T-Council for approval. But it could be little video clips. It doesn't have to be one long video. I saw one at a conference I went to recently where it's all little clips, like of different places, and it's continuously posting to different things versus like one long, long one. Mm-hmm.
So the City Center is going to have a phased opening. So it will be open November 1st, probably about 25 to 30, maybe 35% of the space will be occupied.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be phased in through the open from November through probably about March or April. For full occupancy.
Okay.
So the committee, who's ever on the committee, probably the best way to do it is to put together like a storyboard as to, okay, these are kind of brainstorm ideas and this is kind of what we want to do. And, you know, the short clips is probably a whole lot easier than a longer actual video. So it's just kind of just, you know, know what you're getting yourself into as far as making a video or have some ideas if you want to be on the committee.
Yeah, and especially I think that small clips idea is interesting because if we're looking at things that you can do throughout the year, there are events that already passed and things that will happen beyond our term. So maybe if it's even like a YouTube playlist, I don't know if we can do that, but like just keep adding to it. So it'll be like, what's one thing to do in San Ramon and just keep adding to it. But the subcommittee can discuss that more. So is anybody interested in being the chair for that subcommittee? Yes, Mega. And then Albert, do you want to be on the committee?
Sure.
Okay.
And then keep in mind, you can use your ambassadors to, if you get any of them interested, you can use them for these projects too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And anyone can help with it. Right. Anyone can be in the videos. Or whatever. You guys should all.
So if you have friends that are technically savvy and making videos, mm-hmm. other than yourselves probably, recruit them.
Yeah. So this will be like a whole team council thing, but the subcommittee can just get out the initial ideas.
Yeah.
So is anybody else interested in being on like that planning part with Albert and Mega?
What's the general timeline for this subcommittee?
Well, if we're doing like clips throughout the year, yeah. Yeah. If we do stick with that idea of like pushing out clips, then it would be a whole year thing. But if we're doing one single video, I still think it would probably run towards the end of the year.
And you may even want to go to the high schools and talk to, do you guys have any type of like filming class or anything?
I think we have clubs, yeah.
Clubs. I mean, you may want to just go hit them up and see if anybody's interested in helping from that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if someone can put together a school project and give A+, I mean, of course they're going to help you.
Yeah.
And then we reach
the
works. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Okay. And it could be people that, I mean, I know nobody necessarily, some people don't like being on camera. Just because you don't want to be on camera, don't not volunteer for this. If you're really good at like organizing information or like creating plans.
Yes.
Yeah, like just because you're on the subcommittee doesn't mean you guys are going to be the ones like on the video. That's fine. But you know, if you're really good at organizing information, planning out projects, things like that, which I know you're all good at because you're all really good in school.
Mm-hmm.
Most of this, the bulk of this is initially going to be organizing your thoughts and trying to figure out your plan. After that, you guys can all switch off and assign different people or mm-hmm. get volunteers. It doesn't have to be team council.
Yeah. And then everyone can always attend other subcommittee meetings, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, if, as long as there's less than the form.
Mm-hmm. So maybe if one clip, if we do stick with the clip thing, is interesting to you, you can always attend that meeting and help out. So, but for now I have, Mega as the chair, Albert, Sophie, and Sahithi as members for the subcommittee.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't need to take a vote on that, right? I just appoint.
You're just gonna appoint them.
Okay. So for the Welcome to San Ramon video, I appoint Mega as the chair and Albert, Sophie, and Sahithi as members. Okay.
So I would work on, like Keith mentioned, like a storyboard. Mm-hmm. Really in this next month, because we'll add it to the agenda for next month, work on key places you guys want to highlight mm-hmm. in the community. And some different things that there's the ones that you guys normally see. You might want some of those, like the cool hangouts and things, mm-hmm. but also working on some different things, like maybe the trails or different stuff. Because I know open space is really important right now too.
And also, when you guys go to your liaison meetings, if there's any like events or programs that you notice would benefit the video, just make sure to bring it up during your reports.
And keep in mind, commission, council, they're going to love this. If you guys can pull this off and actually make this, if this is all you did this year, they would love you guys for it. You'll go down in history, I guarantee.
Because this would go up there with the smoking
room. Everybody, you know, they all hear there's nothing to do in Santa Ramona. You guys are going to come out and say, no, there really is. And we're going to show you by video what there is to do. This is huge if you guys can actually pull this off and it's good. Showing this to commission, showing it to council, they will thank you because every time they hear there's nothing to do, they're going to go, no, let me show you some videos of what Teen Council did. They're going to love you guys.
Perfect.
So do it right.
Okay. Item 6.9, discussion and approval of moving the November 20th and December 6.8, appoint the subcommittee for the youth workshop presentation. So to my understanding, this is taking the presentations that we usually create for She's All That and doing it in other places, right?
Yeah, so this is going to be, this subcommittee is going to work on the She's All That presentation and reach out to youth and other organizations and either updating it for this year, changing it up for this year, whatever the case may be. I know She's All That is very specific sometimes in what they're looking for. They're open for change too, but it kind of depends. So you can work with me on that. But also looking at how you guys want to expand it. If you even want to expand it, is this within your capacity this year? You guys have a lot going on, but that's what it's
going
to be, those youth workshops.
So if we are appointing a subcommittee for this, for anyone that's interested, what's likely going to happen is, okay, so for those of you that don't know, She's All That is a conference that we, or it's like part of a conference that we participate in, where Teen Council creates their own presentation and then meets with a small group of, for She's All That, it's a small group of middle school girls, right? And then
She's All That conference is for specific for middle school girls. And it takes place in the community, and it's all about girl empowerment, like building self-esteem, self-defense, anything that would relate to girls of that age group.
I know last year's theme was stress, or like reducing stress, de-stress. And then previous year was, I think, empowering your inner leader. And so just, we can get creative with it. But in addition to She's All That, if we can take either that presentation or something that's maybe less specific and can be to a broader audience, then we would just be going around and giving those presentations to other groups. Like we could do it in the teen centers, right? At the middle schools. Yeah, teen centers, other conferences. So anything like that.
And this presentation has always been very general. Just because She's All That is specific to females, the presentation itself is not. We've used it at both Youth to Youth and She's All That. You could take it, you should be able to take it to the teen centers. So that's a great idea. You could reach out to local scout troops. I mean,
Girl Scouts.
Yeah, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. I think that was one of the suggestions at the end of last year. So you could video it, put it out there. There's all kinds of stuff you can do with it.
Okay. Anyone interested in being the chair for that? Elise? Okay. And then, Kuhu, do you want to be on the committee?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. Anyone else interested? Danila and Amrita. Okay. And then it doesn't just have to be the people that are in the subcommittee that can help with the presentation and attend the actual events. It will probably be But for now, I'm going to appoint Elise as the chair for the subcommittee for the youth workshop presentation, and Kuhu, Vanilla, and Amrita as members. Okay, moving on to item 6.9, discussion and approval of moving the November 20th and December 18th, 2018 meeting dates to the second Tuesday of the month.
So the November meeting will be the third Tuesday, and then that's because the week of is Thanksgiving. So the 20th is going to be November 13th, and then instead of December 18th, it's December 11th, and that's because of finance.
And then do we just take a vote on this too?
Does anybody have anything against those dates? I mean, I know it's leading up to finals. Are you guys getting busy? Do you want to move it, I don't know, up another week or a different day? I don't know. Those are just what we've historically done in the past. Once they shifted up finals.
And I think because of that, we've had like pretty low attendance on at least the December date.
Yeah, and you guys can only miss 3 meetings. If you miss 3 meetings, you voluntarily resign from the team council. So just keep that in mind. It doesn't matter what the reason is, it's 3 meetings. Whether you're sick, you have family vacation, whatever it is, unfortunately, that's in your bylaw.
So actually the December 18th meeting is the second day of finals, not even like before it. So if we want to look into moving that, because I know like last year we almost didn't even meet quorum because of attendance. So maybe first week, or would we do like?
Yeah, it just doesn't give you a lot of time between meetings. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
So if you want things in the December packet and you have it the 4th of December, then you're gonna need things. Oh, I guess because you're shifting in November. It gives you 3 weeks. If you want anything to pack it though, it's due right
that same week.
So.
Okay, so do we want earlier meeting with less time to get things in the packet, or later meeting with lower attendance?
Earlier.
Okay. So then.
Just wrap your heads around it. It does mean that right after this meeting, you guys have to actually start working on the things that we've talked about tonight. So Don't wait, because it's going to come very fast.
So you guys are good with November 13th? Mm-hmm. Okay, but then you want to move December to December 4th? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, the 11th? The 11th was good, or no?
Yeah, 11th, right?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
18th was
Sorry.
The...
I thought you were saying...
Oh, yeah, never mind. 18th was the one during finals week. Yeah, my bad. Okay. So then December 11th and November 13th. Okay. So can I have a motion to approve moving the November 20th and December 18th meeting to the second Tuesday of the month?
I move to approve moving the meeting to November 20th and December
11th. I second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, so with a motion from Elise and a second from Vanilla, with a vote of 16-0 to 2-0, we approved the moving of the November 20th and December 18th meetings to the second Tuesday of the month. Okay, so item 7, committee liaison reports, 7.1, Arts Advisory Committee, Vivima.
Mm-hmm. So last meeting, which was September 19th, we primarily looked at the San Ramon Art Gallery applicants. There were good, I think, like 50 of us. So we spent the time like kind of voting and like kind of deciding, narrowing down like who would be part of that. And also coming back to the utility box projects, I know this is something that Teen Council was interested in. Mm-hmm. So at the end of September or beginning of October, they sent out like the link. And basically 5 utility boxes are now like nearly complete, and like they're seeking feedback and input on the first phase of the utility box public art program. And so I have like the link here, maybe I can send it to you and we can send it out, because they really want to reach to a larger audience.
Sounds it's good. On the city website.
Oh, it's on the city website, so great, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of positive feedback and some interesting feedback where they want the boxes not so bright and they want them more like blending into nature, which some feel that purpose of the boxes. But so they put out the survey to kind of get that feedback. So if you hear anyone talking about it, or you want your peers or anyone to provide feedback, it's a really cool thing. You could potentially have team boxes down the road. Mm-hmm. Some different things. There's a lot of utility boxes in the city. So definitely you guys should all take the survey once you check them out. Encourage your friends to take the survey. Encourage your parents to take the survey, because they're the ones driving by them. But they're all on Crow Canyon Road. Mm-hmm. There's 5 of them.
So the second alternative route was Doherty Road between Bollinger and Bollinger.
Okay, anything else?
Not really. So I think next meeting we're just looking at the San Ramon Art and Wind Festival applicants, and I will make sure to talk about the teen poetry contest.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Item 7.2, Economic Development Advisory Committee, Danielle.
So in the last meeting, they were mainly discussing a lot of restaurants or shops that ran out of business and their replacements for those. And they're also starting this new idea this year, and it's called the Passport to San Ramon. And essentially what it is a way to advertise small local shops in San Ramon. And what you do is you take this booklet and then you go to those shops and then you either get like a stamp or sticker. And once you collect a majority of those stamps or stickers, you can turn this in to City Hall and you'll be entered to win a gift card. And there's like around 20 winners. And this is from November 17th to December 16th. And they're just looking on feedback in the future on how it goes.
You guys could actually do one of the clips.
Perfect.
Okay. To do.
Item 7.3, Housing Advisory Committee, Albert.
Oh, there is no meeting.
Okay. Item 7.4, or item 7.5, Planning Commission, Amrita.
So I wasn't there for the whole meeting, but basically what they talked about was like that pertained to like us. Was that like they're trying to bring in more like commercial like businesses and stuff to San Ramon, and they're like trying to see what the public wants, and they're trying to like basically just like improve and increase like retail in San Ramon. And they had a workshop before the meeting, but yeah.
Okay. Did we skip library?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There was no meeting.
Okay, perfect. Item 7.6, Senior Advisory Committee.
I listened to the minutes. There wasn't too much they talked about, but I know last meeting I talked about how they wanted to do the pottery classes, and they took that to the September Community Connection meeting, and they all really liked the idea, so I think they're gonna go ahead and start the classes. They also wanted to do like other kinds of art classes, so like painting with acrylic and watercolors. One of the more important topics that came up was depression within the seniors, and that's been like a really big issue that's been going on. So they wanted to get like a group that met two times a month where they could like discuss what was going on, or like more a discussion rather than therapy was what they wanted to do, or like some sort of speaker to come and talk about that sort of stuff. So those were kind of the main points.
It's interesting that depression is one of their key things, and it's also one of teens'
things.
It
really is, yeah.
So it's something that you guys may be able to look into further and see if there's some sort of link.
They were talking about a couple of like the examples throughout some of the seniors they've met, and most of them said that it was because they were lonely or that it was like isolated. So
Okay, item 7 points. Item 7.7, Transportation Advisory Committee, Danielle.
So in this meeting, they're working on ways to improve the buses and routes for County Connection. And they're also talking about different transportation ways to the new city center that they're building. And all the new city center stores and shops are posted on citycenterbishopranch.com, which is a new website they have recently made. And if you want to go check it out, you should. And they also are finishing permit parking in Weymouth Court across Cal High, and they're addressing the complaints they are getting from residents there, and they just wanted to make it loud and clear and for everyone to tell others not to park in that court.
Okay, item 7.8, Social Media Committee.
Yeah, those meetings got moved. So like
They haven't been meeting, and they got moved. I'm waiting to hear back from the staff to see how they want to proceed, if they want to move it to where we can attend or what. So I have reached out to them, so we're waiting.
Perfect. Okay. Item 7.9, Open Space Committee. Tanner isn't here, but.
So Tanner went to the meeting and he just said there's nothing relevant to teen council.
Okay. 7.10, Parks and Community Services Commission. So I attended two meetings. One was the commission and council joint meeting. And during that meeting, it was just the council and the commission kind of giving their input on the 10-year master plan. And something that I thought was interesting that was brought up was one of the council members expressed like concern that teens, because of technology, weren't going outside enough. And I don't know if I necessarily agree with that completely, but if we do want to look into maybe some of the activities that we include in our video could be outdoor things like the Trails Challenge. So I just thought that was interesting. And for the actual Parks and Community Services meeting, it was mainly focused on the Crow Canyon Gardens situation, which actually I know Jenna, the old chair, reported on a little bit last year. And there was a lot of public comment and disagreement about what's going to be happening with the Crow Canyon Gardens Park. And basically they had like a lot of disagreement on it, but I know that they're having a meeting specific about that on October 24th. So if for some reason you have some strong feelings about Crow Canyon Gardens, then you can attend that meeting.
At City Hall at 6 p.m. in the EOC. So it's like a community workshop. So it's working with, and I'll talk about it a little more, but working with our master plan contractor that we're using, who does this all over the place, all over the United States. They've done this many times. So they'll take all of that community feedback about that specific location, and then they kind of take it and run with it, and we figure out kind of how to develop it, plan it, do whatever we need to do with it. So.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to say, so most of the public comment that night was wanting that area to stay more of a park for Santa Rosa.
And I know that one person that came during public comment brought like their Boy Scouts troop with them. And they were saying that one of the reasons why they wanted Crow Canyon Gardens to stay a park was because it would allow their troop to have more volunteering opportunities in the community. And they specified that they had some sort of badge that they needed to get by involving themselves with like the community and specifically government. So if we're ever looking for like ways to get more volunteers, or if we're putting on something that needs like a larger attendance, then maybe the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts would be someone interesting to go to. Okay, item 7.11, City Council Representatives, second Tuesday of the month. Tanner's not here. Danielle?
He didn't mention anything about this.
He just sent it to me.
Okay.
So he said that the only interesting thing was that the main topic was the fire department, and they said they're looking into purchasing a new fire truck and ambulance in order to meet the increasing needs of the fire stations in this area. That's it.
Okay. And fourth Tuesday of the month, Himija?
So there were some new appointments to the Library Advisory and the Senior Citizen Advisory Committees, and they also appointed the new poet laureate that meeting. And something the unfinished business they had was comparing the garbage service programs. So they were comparing the costs and benefits of two different programs, and they did that for a while. So, and there was also some public comments about driving too fast in neighborhood streets or like smaller roads, so they wanted more speed bumps in the neighborhoods.
Okay. And moving on to item 8, staff reports, 8.1, Parks and Community Services Department updates. Jen.
All right. So like I mentioned, we have the master plan community workshops coming up. It's very important, as teens always feel like there's nothing to do in Santa Rosa. I grew up here, I felt the exact same way. The only place to go was in and out. But now you have to park. So definitely go. It's an interesting, especially for you guys who are involved in the Parks and Community Services Department and involved in your community. You guys should go to all these workshops and different things. We have booths at all kinds of the events as well. So we had a booth at the Run for Education this weekend. I don't know if any of you guys stopped by and saw it, but it's definitely a good opportunity for yourselves, your parents, your friends, anyone in this community to go and give their input, because this plan will be for the next 10 years. So definitely go give your input. The Crow Canyon Gardens one will be interesting. That's gonna be October 24th at City Hall at 6 p.m. And then the Master Plan Community Workshop is gonna be on November 8th at City Hall at 6 p.m. So definitely go give your input. It's good just to go and listen to, but that's a good chance to kind of help guide where the city's gonna go, where the Parks and Community Services Department's gonna go. Definitely a lot of talk about open space, trails, connectivity, how do you bridge the divide between 94582 and 94583, you know, there's all kinds of different things and topics going on. So it's good to kind of hear what's going on in the community, get a different perspective, kind of get out of our bubbles and hear what's going on. So I think it'd be really good for Teen Council because it gives you guys some ideas on different projects, what's important to the community, and things like that. We have a new Iron Horse Teen Center up and running. We converted the the office space that we had at Iron Horse Gym, and that's now been converted to a teen center. The teen center had a huge wait list, so we were able to open it up for those middle school students there and provide additional space for them. So we will be holding the next Teen Council meeting on November 13th at the Iron Horse Teen Center. So the address is listed on the back of your agenda or on the bottom of your agenda. So it's at Iron Horse Middle School in the gym there towards the left, and there's signage on the door. So right by the gym, there's the entrance there, and that's where the Teen Center will be. So we're gonna hold our next meeting there so you guys can see it. And we also held the new Teen Government 101 workshop. So this program was a partnership with the city clerk's office, and we put on a class. It was a one-day class based off your guys' feedback, one day on a non-school day in the afternoon. So we had 23 participants sign up, and we had 10 show up. 11. And it actually worked out really well. It made it a really positive experience with the staff. We broke them off into different groups. So there was a group working with police, there was a group working with general government, things like economic development and all of those factors, and then also public works. So that includes public services, like street closures, like barricades, those types of items that you need, as well as traffic control plans and different stuff. And we also had all the departments come and present and give like a mini 10-minute presentation about each department. So it really gave the students the opportunity to kind of learn about what the city does and really work through putting on a large-scale event. So the theme this year was the Amgen Tour of California, and it was deciding if the city should be a host. The mock proposal was whether the city should become a host city for this event, whether it be large scale, where it's a start or finish portion of the event, or just a pass through. So the students came in, and we showed them a kind of short videos about the event and about Amgen itself, the company, to see if that was something they felt the city should partner with. Is it a good organization? Things like that. And then a brief, you know, overview of what the event itself is and what it would entail. And then they voted, and 80% of the students thought that, yeah, we should have this in San Ramon. So then we worked on in their individual groups and things like that, and it was like, what are the costs going to be? What's police going to be? What's the safety aspects? Are they going to have access to schools? Like, what are all the different components? Is there going to bring in money from hotel revenue? Like, all the different aspects that you may not normally think of. And then we pulled them again at the end, and 67% of the students said, no, we don't want to be a host city after looking at the cost of it. So it was really interesting to see that their opinions were swayed after being put, you know, after putting their like staff hats on and really experiencing what it takes to bring something that large to this community. The feedback was very positive. They loved the staff and the enthusiasm they had working with them and everything. It was a really positive experience, I think, for them, and they really, all the feedback said they learned about how challenging it can be working for the government, but also all the different aspects that you have to take into account, from the community to everything. So we thought it was really good. It was definitely, your feedback on when to offer it and things was definitely helpful to us to help guide us with that. And so hopefully we'll be able to bring more to you guys in the future.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people join Teen Council because of their interest in government or like local government. But being on the council and not like you're kind of limited to working with parks and then also your specific liaison committee. So I think like these master plan meetings, and also I know the election is going on right now, so maybe attending some of those events would be an interesting way to actually like get a similar experience. Because sitting on the Parks Commission has been really interesting for me, because again, it's kind of like putting on the staff hat, because the things that go on during the meeting, you wouldn't like regularly experience just kind of, if you're even just a regular member of teen council. So whenever you get a chance, I say go out to some of these things because it is really interesting.
Yeah, we were talking about how it'd be interesting to make that sort of a prerequisite, or even just attending a teen council meeting to apply for teen council. So then they kind of get an idea of what you guys do and what goes on and things like that. So it's an interesting thought. Any questions about the program? So this topic that we had, the Amgen Tour of California, that was just one we thought would be safe, not too controversial, but also reached a large amount of departments across the city. If you guys have ideas for future topics, definitely pass those along to us. That way we can add them to our list and look into them in the future. And that's all I have.
Okay, and then that's it. So item 9, committee members, items and announcements. Yeah.
I'm thinking of putting this like on the agenda for the next meeting maybe, but so I had like, we brought this up last year a little bit, but like to expand like what we did with the Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award, I had an idea about creating like an outstanding teen organization. I mean, like as a working name, but like basically, at least like from Doherty, a lot of kids have like nonprofits or even like clubs or just like groups that do a lot to like impact the community. And I feel like if we had one like recognizing like an organization, we would like a lot more would be like done, because there's a lot of awards to like recognize individual service but not really like group service. And I think that's like the most common thing that happens. Like a lot of people do it at Doherty, like they like them and their friends have like a club that like does a lot to help the community, or some people even have like nonprofits and things like that. And I think that it's going to be like a really good way to recognize what teens like do in our community on like a broader level, and also like help bring more attention to like what the teen council does in the first place.
And I think we can look into that, and especially since we're looking at maybe modifying the Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award itself, if maybe we have like an individual aspect and then people can also like apply as a group, then it would probably be harder to like do like prize money for that, but at least we could offer that as well. So if we're interested, I guess we can put that on the agenda. Or yeah, and then would we just discuss that under Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award?
Yeah, we can. If you guys send me an outline of what you want to do, then we can add it into the, or what your idea is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And then any other items or announcements from committee members? Oh, okay, item 10, adjournment. Next meeting will be held on November 13th, 2018 at 6:30 p.m. at the Iron Horse Teen Center. So make sure everyone note that down so you don't go to the wrong place. But with that, I adjourn the teen council meeting on October 16th at 8:06 p.m.
I used to go to the teen center in middle school.
Really?
What is the teen center?
Yeah.